And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It's official now. I have a sick kid.
When is this stuff going to stop?
I don't know. It just keeps going around. And now it's Addie's sick. I got called from the school nurse yesterday to come pick her up. And
yep.
Took her home and she just pulled an exorcist and everywhere.
I'm eating.
Oh, you're welcome. It's like a diet.
I got that call last week. She's sick. Come get her. And then once I picked her up, it seems like really she was just hungry and wanted to watch cartoons. That was kind of the sickness she had.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. And then she didn't even want to watch Impractical Jokers. And I thought, you really are sick, kid. Oh, my gosh. What do I do now? You're really sick. I've actually got to take care of you. So, yeah, that was the fun we had yesterday. But she ended up sleeping. I mean, she didn't touch food for the entire day. So I know it's what I had before.
Every house. Everybody's just passing it around. Sick. My husband stayed home from work yesterday. Everybody's sick. Can we be done with this now? It's 78 degrees today.
Yes, please.
Can we just sit outside and
not
be sick?
I don't know if Kyle was so much sick or had the man flu where, it's going to be 75 today and sunny. So, hey,
yeah.
What?
I would have bought that if he was sitting outside with a margarita, but he did sit inside with a couple boxes of Kleenex.
All right, so he pulled the right look
anyway.
He had
to look like it.
Exactly.
Dressed apart.
At least when I was home.
That's
now,
good.
What he was doing other than that could have been at Casey Beer Company for all I know, but it's a good chance he was just drinking Dunkel.
He's okay. Just call me when you're going to leave work, hun, so I can tell you if I need some cough medicine. Yeah, that's it.
Yep. But
today's going to be the day to be home if you want to have a record-breaking day. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a second. First, we get started with 10 items or less.
Missouri man accused of plotting an ISIS-inspired terror attack. The Justice Department says 25-year-old Robert Hester Jr. was planning to bomb train and bus systems in Kansas City on President's Day. Hester bought bomb-making material, gave them to an undercover FBI agent posing as an ISIS sympathizer. He's being charged with trying to provide material support to ISIS. Tom Brady's stolen Super Bowl jersey is being valued at $500,000. The Houston Police Department lists the crime as a first-degree felony. Brady noticed his jersey was missing after the Patriots' 34-28 comeback win over the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51 earlier this month in Houston. Brady earned MVP honors for his efforts in the historic come-from-behind win. It was the Patriots' fifth Super Bowl title. What are you going to do? You can't put that on eBay. I mean, if you stole it, you can't do anything other than show your friends that you have it.
Well, and even if you show your friends, I'm going to be like, you are the jerk that did that.
Yeah. You can't do anything.
I don't know. Right. Yeah. What do you gain out of stealing the jersey?
Just hold
on. Because you can't ever tell anybody.
Right. Oh, they will. They will. Somebody's proud of it.
It doesn't matter. Somebody will find a way.
Along with cheeseburgers and tacos, Colorado residents are getting drive-through marijuana. A drive-through pot shop is coming to the town of Parachute, east of Grand Junction, along I-70. Green Cross Colorado has won approval to provide drive-up pot sales at a former car wash. Parachute's mayor says, personal feelings aside, without recreational marijuana sales, the town would have been in deep financial trouble. Selling marijuana out the window figures to drive more people to their restaurants and shops. And baseball's Hall of Fame is going to honor the Simpsons on May 27th to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the show's Homer at the Bat episode. First televised on February 20th, 1992, Homer at the Bat featured future Hall of Famers Wade Boggs, Ken Griffey Jr., and Ozzie Smith among the ringers on Homer Simpson's Springfield Nuclear Power Plant softball team. Voices of actual players were used in the episode, which also included Roger Clemens, Don Mattingly, Daryl Strawberry.
God, that show's been around forever.
Yep.
It's incredible. And by the way, why wouldn't you have a drive-through
makes
weed
sense.
Dispensary?
Really does. I don't smoke it, but it makes. Why wouldn't you?
Does Colorado have those? Can you do that in Colorado?
What
do we know?
That was my story. What did I read in
the
story?
Well, no, I mean just like other places. I mean, I know it's coming to this town, but can you just like do that in Denver? Can you pull up and get a tin sack?
That's
and
why this is a big deal, because this is the first one.
Oh, okay. All right, my bad.
Would you get up on the pot sales, Truda? Come on.
Sorry.
Do you even know how to order an eighth?
I don't, apparently. I'm out of touch. What's coming up on an all-new show today?
We're going to play Gen X versus Millennial. We've got those One Republic tickets. They're coming to Sprint Center. Win them before you can buy them. I want to bring up this topic. A friend of mine posted on Facebook that she saw a guy shaving while he was driving the other day. Driving along, actually shaving while he was driving.
What are people seeing as they're pulling up? You pull up next to somebody at a stoplight. What are you seeing? Full-on shaving.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
We'll discuss that. And JoJo tickets. She's coming to Lawrence. We'll give those away, too.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Again, if we had the behind-the-scenes podcast, boy.
No.
What that would reveal. 624 at The Show with Kid Rock all summer long.
Natalie swears that he smells better than you think he would.
and you really don't expect much based on look. I mean, it's not fair, but.
She said, you know, you would assume he would smell like onions and feet, but he didn't. He smelled really good when she met him. So there you go. Kid Rock. Smells good.
Looks like you'd be the opposite, but I did again. it's just an act, right?
Mardi Gras coming to Power and Light this Saturday. Big Mardi Gras bar crawl. They're going to have fire jugglers, street performers, masks, beads, all the good stuff for Mardi Gras. You want to go for free? We've got tickets. You have to answer this question correctly, though, at 576-7102. 25% of us will leave the house with one of these today. And have no intention of using it. What is it? One in four people takes this, heads out to work, wherever they go, not going to use it.
Okay.
What is it?
Jen's impossible question. The other thing we were talking about off the air was that somebody has thrown Kid Rock's name around for potentially being a senator up in Michigan.
Right.
Which... Senator Kid, you have the floor. Has a particular ring to it.
He would win. He would win just because of the name. The same reason everybody else has won with the name.
He is quite patriotic.
America. There's a lot of flag stuff.
America, everybody. Kid Rock. But then you said that the story that we, of course, would see is that, oh, Kid Rock is, you know, thinking about becoming a senator. But then you actually read the story and it's more like people are saying, hey, you know, should become a senator is that Kid Rock.
Well, you read through the story and it was like, oh, people are throwing his name out as a potential, like as if he had legitimately been nominated for something like that. But then the last line of the story was, you know, his name hasn't actually been brought up by anyone of any substance. Like, it was literally just people sitting around a bar going, right. You know who should be a senator? Kid Rock. That Kid Rock.
Should be one of those onion stories.
Like, he's not actually considering.
Bob at Water Cooler says Kid Rock should be senator.
Exactly. And it became a story on CNN.
That's how these things happen. Let's go to Liberty. We'll start with Adam this morning. Adam, do you have a guess about what people aren't using?
Gym bag?
That's exactly what it is. Yes. 25% of people leave the house with a full gym bag. No intention of using it.
Still in my car.
Mine is
How many months later after we went for that first time?
Did we go in October? I think it was October.
It was definitely last year.
My gym bag has literally been sitting here next to my feet since then. It's packed, clean clothes, tennis shoes. Haven't touched it since October.
Yeah.
Not good. Did you pack a gym bag, sir?
I did not.
No. Because you know you're not going to go. Why pack a bag?
I've given up. Yeah. I'm in the 75% that have just given up.
Well, we'll send you out to party and enjoy life. Power and Light District Mardi Gras. This Saturday, we'll give you some free tickets.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Hold on for 1 second. Joey, get the info. You'd rather do that anyway than go to the gym. When really was it? It was... Oh, gosh.
I think it was probably October. Yeah.
Yeah, at least... Coming up on six
Maybe
months
September.
At least, probably.
We had a big plan. We were going to go work out. The gym's right downstairs. We pass it. As we come in the building, you pass the gym. You see the people working out. The inspiration's there because they all look good down at Gold's Gym.
Mm-hmm. My favorite thing, though, is that Kyle is all ready to go, and you three are ready to do it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, you two are like, yeah,
we always
I'm out.
Have something
I
going
can.
On. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm busy.
It's too busy.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I took a walk yesterday, I'll have you know. A whole
like
walk.
Around the house or
all the way to the park. Walked the kids to the park. It was the most exercise I've gotten in I don't know, a month.
How far is the park?
I mean, it was a 10-minute walk, so 20 minutes total.
And for me, the gym bag still continues to sit.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Do not ruin This Is Us.
Oh my God.
Shaylee came in this morning and seriously brought in a note for you.
Uh-huh.
That was written by a cast member.
By Hot Dad?
Yep.
As everybody calls him?
Yep.
What did your note say?
Truda, you want to read it?
It says, dear sir or madam, please excuse Shaylee from work or school today, Wednesday. Last night was a very emotional episode of This Is Us. Thank you, Papa Pearson.
No, Truda and I have not watched it yet.
I can't even talk about it.
I'm like six episodes behind. Truda's only one.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you.
At least we caught up.
My eyes, I fully expected to be puffy. I mean, it's so emotional. You can't even grasp it. I can't talk to you about it, but it is very, very emotional. And it wasn't the cry that I could have hid like I do every, you know, week.
Because Shaylee's not actually that emotional of a person. Like, I've never seen you cry.
No.
I don't think.
Well, so, you would have saw me bawling hysterically, like gasping for air last night.
Did somebody die?
I don't know.
Don't say that. I don't want to know that.
No, I'm really not. I'm really not that emotional, but oh my God, that episode.
End of the episode.
I love and hate this show.
All the feels.
Oh, times on steroids. Like, it was just so much.
Does something happen to a kid? Because if something happens to a kid, then I can't tell you this.
No, did you keep up with the storyline?
No,
you know what's happening.
10 episodes behind.
I mean,
the last thing I saw was the dude had a heart attack.
I feel like a lot of these things are being telegraphed.
Will you please watch it tonight?
I think I know where we're headed.
So we can talk tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we've got an open night. Well, the kid's sick, so there might not be anything else to do.
Is the grandpa still alive?
Oh my God, quit asking me questions. All I'm going to tell you is that it is heart-wrenching, and you're going to be, it's just terrible.
Is the hot dude still hot? Can you answer that?
Of course he's still hot.
I do love that Justin Hartley.
Who doesn't?
Yum.
I read a great article, by the way, it's not to hijack this, but about this show, that it's basically torture prawn. It's basically they're just this
just
play with your heartstrings, emotional roller coaster every week.
Oh, you don't know emotional roller coaster until you watched last night.
This Is Us, everybody.
Well, it's in that they just drag you unnecessarily to the edge.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, I will say this part. When Kate last week in the episode, he says, well, tell me about how your father died. And she almost gets there and you're like, yes! And then she goes, I can't talk about it.
Can't.
What? No!
Just
I've
say
had it.
It
with this show already.
Because they're only on season one. They got to say something.
I know.
But you love
they
to hate it.
They just got signed for two more seasons.
But you love to hate it because of that.
Well, exactly, right.
And you get so invested.
Yeah, well.
You gonna be
all
right?
It's very emotional. I don't know.
That was the most sincere response I've ever seen or give. I don't know. Late night TV talk show host Jimmy Kimmel might not renew when his contract is up in the fall of 2019. The 49-year-old tells Variety he'd like to have more free time. And if he does end his show, he wants to go out on his own terms. Kimmel says he won't necessarily do another late night show or even something in show business. He's going to be hosting the Oscars this weekend,
yeah,
by the way.
Right.
Adele, Beyonce, and others still enjoying a sharp increase in record sales following their wins and performances at the Grammys. Adele's Album of the Year winning 25 rocketed from number 21 to 6 on the Billboard 200 album sales chart, while Beyonce's Lemonade zoomed from 33 to 9. Meanwhile, Best New Artist winner Chance the Rapper's streaming exclusive album Coloring Book soared from number 40 to 22. Isn't he coming to Kansas City, Chance the Rapper?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He is.
Yep.
Because somebody
was... going to go see him?
Are you a fan?
I'm a fan of him. I don't know his music. I have to be honest. I don't know a single thing. I've never heard
his music. I
would
love to see you at a Chance the Rapper show.
But I liked his acceptance speech when he won, and everybody was freaking out on Twitter because apparently when he announced the tour, he said Kansas City, Kansas, and everybody said, no! The Sprint Center is in Kansas City, Missouri, don't you know?
He's not at the Sprint Center, though.
Where is he?
Providence Medical Center Amphitheater.
Oh, see, yeah.
He's in KCK.
Yeah.
See, they got it right.
He was right.
Don't you doubt Chance the Rapper.
No, all of these
don't
people
question
were
him.
Losing their minds. It's in Kansas City, Missouri.
So, you know, I love a good rap show.
He was playing Sprint Center.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
An actress, Lindsay Lohan, says she was racially profiled recently at London's Heathrow Airport because she was wearing a headscarf. Lohan says after she arrived on a flight from Turkey, an airport official stopped her and asked her to take off her headscarf. Lohan says the woman started apologizing when she opened her passport and recognized her. I think she should just be happy someone recognized her. Lohan says the woman then said, quote, but please take off your headscarf. The 30-year-old star of Mean Girls and The Parent Trap told Good Morning Britain she was wearing the scarf out of respect for Turkish women she met on her trip.
Attention much?
Somebody needed publicity.
Ah.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's time to play Password for JoJo.
JoJo, Shaylee and Truda's favorite Get Out singer.
Mm-hmm. Get out, leave right now. It's the end of you.
such a great song.
She was only 13 when this came out.
13 what, is or 14. That right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Now, don't you feel wrong.
Back away like the Kool-Aid man now?
She's over 18 now. You're fine.
Trudis moonwalking backwards to get away.
She's
it was
legal
a
now.
Good song. It was a good song. That's why I liked it. Totally I like that song. It's catchy.
Legal now. And coming to Liberty Hall in Lawrence.
Now why?
And we've got tickets to give away. Get somebody on the phone to play with Joey. Playing a little password this morning.
All right. Chris, are you from Emporia, driving to Emporia?
No, I'm from Kansas City.
Okay.
Heading out to beautiful Emporia this morning, are you?
Well, it's okay.
Yeah, long drive.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm glad we can keep you company there.
Thank you.
Joey is going to read off some things that are, he's going to try to get you to say some things that are pop culture related. So these are things that are trending now in pop culture. We're going to give you 1 minute on the clock. You have to get at least 5 of these in one minute to win the tickets, okay?
I'll do my best.
All right, Joey, are you ready? He has not seen this list. I created this list and have handed it to him. Got 60 seconds on the clock.
We do have 60 seconds on the clock. Everybody ready?
I am ready.
Here we go.
All right, it's going on in Surprise, Arizona coming up, and it's also going to be in Florida.
Oh, boy.
Baseball related.
I'll pass.
All right, Kansas City sports team. Baseball.
Royals.
Yes, that's one.
It's going to be on Sunday. It's going to be just an award show on Sunday.
Grammy?
Nope.
It's movie related.
Oscar.
Yep, that's two.
All right. Let's see. Late night host. He's going to be hosting the Oscars.
Yep. Yes, three. Hurry.
All right, swimsuit model, Sports Illustrated. Married to Justin Verlander.
Oh, golly. She got her two daughters on there. Christy Brinkley.
No.
Oh.
Wrong.
Sorry. He was going for Kate.
Well,
Kate Upton
what?
There.
I gave it a shot.
You did. Mm-hmm. You got three. I was waiting for you to say big boobs with Kate Upton. I got to be honest.
I almost did, and I didn't know if I could.
Well, thank you for letting me play.
Oh, sorry, Chris.
No.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We're going to want to talk to people today, and The Show wants to know and ask, what have you seen while driving?
My friend posted on Facebook yesterday. She was taking her daughter to school. She looked over at a stoplight. There was a guy shaving. Now, she didn't say if, like, shaving cream and the razor were involved, or I assume it was an electric, you know, something. But
I hope so.
Guy full-on shaving while he's driving.
Okay.
And she was shocked that people would do that. That does seem odd to me.
A little bit.
Lip gloss, yes, I will do. I do not do eyeliner and mascara while
No, see, I've seen people with the full makeup on before.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that'll be bad.
Yeah.
We did get a message on Facebook. Someone said, I once saw someone eating a bowl of cereal while driving.
Sorry about that.
Boy, kind that's tough to juggle, don't you think?
Impressive and scary at the same time.
Well, 576-7102, the show wants to know, what have you seen while driving? And I'm sure, I actually had a friend of mine who said that they saw a woman shaving, like leg up on the dashboard. And going at it with shaving the legs.
That's impressive.
That's, which, by God, if you can do it.
Wow.
No.
Leg up shaving.
I actually know people who drive with their leg out the window.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
seen
my
that
mom
before?
Yelled at me for doing, not that, but I would put my leg up.
On the dashboard,
pretty much.
Yeah, get in an accident. See how that works. When your knee
you sound
is
like
jammed
my
into your chin.
You sound like my mother.
This one can't be real.
Like, if you're flexible enough to do that, though.
We do not.
We just. Someone sent us this message on Facebook. I saw a guy actually playing an acoustic guitar.
No.
What? While driving. Is that a euphemism? Or is it no, real? Playing acoustic guitar and driving.
What would be the point of that? Is your radio out? Want to sing to yourself?
You know what? You have to do it when the mood strikes you.
You're just so hipster cool.
These are the guys that we were talking about in college yesterday that have acoustic guitars that are trying to woo women.
Yeah. At a stoplight. You never know.
We should give them some tickets. Something.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
576-7102.
All right, let's start with Catherine. You've seen some leg shaving going on, huh?
Yes, I have. Tempe, Arizona. It's bad enough living in Phoenix with all the lavender and blue and pink tinged haired old people that come, and then all the baseball spring training drunks that come. Then you go to Tempe, where the college is, and she had an electric razor, and she actually did have her leg up on the dashboard shaving it.
Oh, so she's got the right hand on the steering wheel.
The left hand.
Or left hand's on the steering wheel, and she's shaving with her right hand.
Well, she was that day.
Wow.
It's bad enough. I don't know if you understand. I'm just sitting here cringing. I'm just thinking of all those years we lived down in Phoenix in spring baseball training. It was just like, God, there's that period of time where the sunbirds and the baseball people overlap, and it's just like crazy.
I bet
crazy.
It is. Everyone shaving their legs in the front seat.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
That was in Tempe, you know, is ASU. So that was
sure.
It was a young-looking girl.
Mm-hmm. That's a good-looking campus, too.
Yeah, you got to multitask.
Like all right, Catherine, thank you much. Kim in Kansas City, you, and I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to see this kind of thing, but you saw what, Kim?
Oh, gosh. It's been years ago, but my mom and I were at a stoplight, and a guy in a gold Cadillac pulls up, and he's picking his nose, and we are just cracking up. I mean, it's too funny to watch somebody do that, and about 2 seconds later, he ate it.
No!
Honest to God, true story. True story. And my mom and I were just like, oh, we went from laughing to, oh, God.
You're like, don't do it. Don't do it. No.
Oh, no. You don't even think somebody's going to do that.
No.
And all of a sudden, his finger went in his mouth, and we were just appalled. It wasn't funny anymore.
No. It's bad enough when it's a four-year-old, and you're like, girls, don't do it. Don't. But an adult.
Yeah.
No, and we still, to this day, we still laugh about that. It's probably been 10, 15 years ago, but it's just too funny. And it happens. You can't, I mean, you can't. People out there, when you say you don't do it, you're really doing it.
Shaylee just got another message on Facebook. What does that say?
I saw a truck driver shifting his gears, in air quotes.
Oh, gosh.
Huh.
Danielle, you're in Independence. You saw somebody playing what while driving? A what?
A flute. A real instrument. The flute. Driving with his knees in a full suit while playing flute. Yeah.
A full suit.
I actually got a picture because I thought no one would ever believe me.
That's awesome.
Three-piece suit. His knees are up driving and he's playing the flute.
What if he was on his way to an audition with the symphony?
Clearly he was.
Well, he took it seriously because he was practicing while driving. No stoplights, nothing. Driving.
Was this on like a side street, a highway? What type of road was this?
It was on 40 Highway through Independence.
Oh, boy. What a great visual.
Yeah, he was serious about his practice.
Hey, a flautist has to find time to do his work.
That's right.
Exactly.
I hope he passed his audition, too.
Me, too, because he was dedicated.
Thanks for the call.
Yep, thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The phones and the messages are going crazy with what people have seen while driving. We just got a couple new Facebook messages. Shaylee, what are those?
One of them says a guy was driving down I-70 in KCK playing the acoustic guitar. Guy looked like Willie Nelson with the headband, pigtails, and all. Not sure if he was using the extracurricular activities.
Hey, Willie Nelson's coming to Kansas City.
He is coming.
That's amazing.
The other one, about 2 summers ago, I was driving downtown Lee's Summit. There was a convertible with a lady at a stoplight. In one hand, she had a cell phone and a cigarette. And the other hand, she had an ice cream cone. That's some serious talent.
Ice cream cone.
You can smoke and drink, eat ice cream at the same time.
And talk.
I guess
you have to drive.
It is impressive, though. Huh. All right, let's go back to the phones here. 576-7102. Susan, what did you see while driving?
I was a truck driver, and I was out in California, and we passed up this car where the guy was driving, and he was receiving from the woman sitting next to him.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
I'm sure that probably happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who was training me told me that he'd seen things like that and worse on a regular basis on that particular highway.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of truck drivers say that they see that because they're up higher and they look down and they can see it all.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people who play up to truck drivers too, I think.
Well, I'm sure there are. Fortunately, I did not see any of that. But and they knew that we were right there, and they just didn't care that we could see what they were doing.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
Adrian and Olathe, you saw somebody doing what while driving?
Well, actually, it was my mom. and I have been in the passenger seat with her before, and she has totally stuck kind of the foot out the window, half in the car, and started painting her toenails.
Paints her nails while driving. Wow. So what's actually working the steering wheel?
Oh, well, I mean, she's half steering it with the knee, half leg type thing. Yeah, it was pretty scary.
A little elbow-knee combination, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
But the advantage is keeping your foot out the window means they dry faster. So there is that. You can, like, go right back to sandals after that.
Thanks for the call.
Yep. Sandy and KC, you saw somebody doing what while driving?
Reading a book.
Uh-huh. Just taking in a little novel while driving, huh?
Yeah, it was in Seattle. It was on the main interstate, and they straight up just had a book laying across the steering wheel, and they were reading and driving.
Ah, you're like, dude, you ever heard of an audio book?
Now, in that moment, don't you get away as fast as you can? Because you're thinking, he's going to weave into my lane at any moment.
Oh, yes. I mean, I was shocked when I got up next to him. I mean, they were doing pretty well. I didn't notice from behind. But then as soon as I got next to him, I was like, you just want to go as fast as you can around him.
All right. Well, thank you for the call there. Reading the book while driving.
The acoustic guitar playing and the guy playing the flute in a three-piece suit are my favorites.
I like the lady with the ice cream, the cell phone, and the cigarette.
That is impressive.
Mm. The flute. The flute's got to be the winner. I don't know.
Have you ever done anything weird, Trudeau?
No, I can barely drive myself, you know, just drive.
That's
so
true.
And as we're talking about this, I'm looking at the traffic screen that has all the accidents and delays, and I'm telling you,
it's
jam-packed this morning. It's all bright red, a million accidents, tons of traffic. Maybe it's because we're painting our toes, people. Maybe it's because we got a foot out the window.
Stop picking the nose, too.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
People try to put us to death. Generation. Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Gen X versus Millennial.
We've got Shaylee the Millennial in here. We need a Gen Xer to take her on in some Oscar trivia this morning.
Tim, you were born in what year?
1972.
72, okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Are you up on films and former Oscar winners?
You know, I'm telling you, you probably got the right man. Rain man when it comes to that.
Okay. Well, we'll see how you do here.
Shaylee
won't know any of these, so you should, just fine.
Your confidence in me has really gotten low.
It'd be great.
We'll see. Maybe I'm setting myself up for failure. I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
All right. Let's start with Shaylee.
Okay.
We're going to play a movie clip for you.
Oh, no.
In 1990, this movie was nominated for Best Picture. Okay? Can you tell us what film?
What year?
1990.
Okay.
Were you born yet?
Play the clip. Nominated.
Captain, my captain.
Sit down, Mr. Anderson. You hear me?
She knows. Sit down.
I think I know it.
Sit down.
Is it Dead Poets Society?
It is!
Oh my gosh!
Wow! Now, let me ask you this. Why would you know that? You've known nothing else that we've ever asked you.
Seriously. I mean,
Barney
Miller was a cop!
Why would you know Oh Captain, My Captain from Dead Poets Society?
Because it was a clip after Robin Williams passed away.
Okay. Well, that's a legitimate reason.
However you know it, I guess.
Okay. Over to you, Tim.
Wow, mind blown.
Happy Wednesday.
In 2008, this Pixar movie won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature Film. The title refers to a French dish.
Ratatouille.
Yes, Ratatouille.
Wow,
correct.
There you go.
Well done. Shaylee, over to you. In 1988, who won the Oscar for Best Actress in a Leading Role for her performance in Moonstruck? In 1988.
Oh, there's no clip with this.
She won the Oscar for Best Actress in a Leading Role for her performance in Moonstruck.
Clue.
No idea. She's a singer. You would know her from music as well as acting.
No.
No guesses. Tim, can you steal?
Cher.
It is Cher.
Oh,
yeah. Pizza pie, that's amore. Shaylee looks very confused right now. All right, Tim, we are going to play a song for you.
Okay.
This song was nominated for Best Original Song. You have to tell us what movie it was in.
Okay.
Here we go.
This will be stuck in your head the rest of the day. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Everything is awesome a million times.
That's basically it, yes.
I think that's the Lego movie.
That is the Lego movie.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
All right, this last question I'm going to put up to both of you, okay? Shaylee and Tim, the first person to get it correct is our winner. We're going to play this song. This song was nominated for Best Original Song at the Oscars in 1986. You have to tell us what movie it is from.
Back to the Future.
Yes, Tim. Oh, man, of course it is.
2 seconds right there.
Shaylee is sitting dumbfounded.
That's Poet Society.
You
did a good job. I would not have gotten that one.
I am proud that you knew that.
Thank you.
I feel like we've made progress.
Yeah, that was...
don't you doubt me.
But Tim, we are going to send you to see One Republic. They're coming to Sprint Center in July. Tickets haven't even gone on sale yet, but you have a pair.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We were just looking at TV and they were talking about the Powerball drawing tonight. They had incorrectly said it was $403 billion up for grabs, and we all thought, billion? That sounds like a lot of money. Of course, it's $403 million.
Oh, yeah, because that's worse.
Right. Which I'm pretty sure I would take.
If it's not $403 billion, I'm not playing.
The next Powerball drawing is tonight, that jackpot among the 10 largest in the history of the game. After nobody matched all six numbers Saturday, the jackpot has swelled to an estimated $403 million. Powerball tickets, $2 a piece. Drawings take place Wednesday and Saturday nights. Though the odds of winning any Powerball prize are 1 in 24.9, the odds of scoring the jackpot are 1 in 292,201,338-. Basically, you're not going to win. That's what I'm telling you.
That's a lot of commas, decimals, whatever.
Yeah. We're not good at
math. I'll take $1,000. That's all right. I would take that out of it.
I'd be happy, really. Like, $1 million. I'm pretty sure I could be set for life with $1 million, don't you think? I mean, you could buy a decent house. You could settle in and be real comfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
With $1 million.
Yeah.
But 403 wouldn't be bad either.
Mm-hmm. I'd take $403. At this point, make me
happy. 403 pennies.
Yeah.
Late night TV talk show host Jimmy Kimmel might not renew when his contract is up in the fall of 2019. The 49-year-old tells Variety he'd like to have more free time. And if he does end his show, he wants to go out on his own terms. Kimmel says he won't necessarily do another late night show or even something in show business. Adele, Beyonce, and others still enjoying a sharp increase in record sales following wins and performances at the Grammys. Adele's Album of the Year, winning 25, rocketed from number 21 to 6 on the Billboard 200 album sales chart, while Beyonce's Lemonade zoomed from 33 to 9. Meanwhile, Best New Artist winner Chance the Rapper's streaming exclusive album Coloring Book soared from number 40 to 22. Is that what Chance the Rapper sounds
exactly
like?
That's exactly what it sounds like. Hmm. Take it to the bank.
Wow.
Yep.
He better call Becky with the good hair.
Let's go to that show, shall we?
Bruno
you
Mars.
You want to go to Chance the Rapper?
I don't know that you should be there. What you just did, I think you're going to take a punch to the noggin if you show up. Bruno Mars, 24K magic move from number 7 to number 2.
How about this? Everybody's talking about this. Alex Trebek rapped on Jeopardy yesterday.
I saw that headline.
I did not get a chance to see the actual video, but...
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City. 6'7", 8-foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't want to start wheezy because the F is for finisher. Panda, 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 panda. Panda.
No.
They mad, they ain't famous. They mad, they still nameless. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous. I was just getting into this rap thing. I'm not too good at it, but I was getting into it. We'll come back in a moment.
He tried to do the panda song.
That was awesome. He's 76, for the record.
Sounds like it.
He was actually better than Trudeau. I'm going to give that to Alex Trebek.
That's
you don't
true.
Want to start wheezy because the F is for finisher. Panda, panda. Panda, panda. Panda, panda.
Panda.
Damn it. Panda. Alex Trebek is better than I am at rapping. I feel like Barry on the Goldbergs now.
Go Tasty. Big Tasty.
8:49 at the show. Back with one last look at traffic and weather coming up next.
Panda, 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 panda.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.